Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. In case you don't know me, my name is Erin, and I own a local CrossFit gym, and I've had it for about 6 years, and the whole point of this podcast is to help you guys in different areas of life with fitness and health and just moving forward. So I know it's been a long time since I've done a podcast, and I kind of mentioned in the last one that things in life are just a little bit crazy, so I'm going to release them when I can. But today, the big thing I want to talk about is time management. This is something that's been super prevalent in my life, and changing the way that I think about it and putting in some kind of hard set rules for myself have made a huge difference in my health and my fitness and just overall well-being. So I really wanted to take the time to share that with you today. Real quick though, for those of you that don't know, I have a son and he's napping. And because he's napping, I can't do my podcast in the normal room that I do it in. So I'm out in our living room where my dogs are, and there's all kinds of noises. So I apologize if you hear them barking or anything like that. But I just want to give you a heads up so you're not like, what is that? But this whole concept of time management, I think most of us understand that in our lives we have to have some way to manage our time, to figure things out. But I feel like so many of us don't do it well. And I'm saying all of this because I'm talking about myself included. And this is something I kind of just had a revelation about in the last week. Because I always thought I was really good with my time, good with managing my time, getting things done. But in the last several months, we lost our babysitter, which is not the end of the world. But now I have to do everything while I'm at home with our son all day. So the administrative side of the business, working out, managing the home, being a good wife, you know, there's just a lot encompassed in all of that. And things were severely falling by the wayside. And my excuse all the time was, I don't have time. I'm just so busy. I'm so busy, I can't get it done. I'm so stressed. And the stress level in my life was out of control. Honest to goodness, out of control. So I'm going to kind of give you a rundown of what my schedule looked like, the stress behind it, and then the simple things that I did to kind of regain control, because the fact is I do have control. So if you know me, you know that I am much more of a night person than a morning person. And I say that because it's easier for me to stay up late at night. I don't really enjoy getting up early in the morning, but I do like the results of getting up early in the morning. But that'll play a key factor in a minute. But for me personally, being a mom and owning a business and being at home with our son all the time, a new stay-at-home mom, I guess, there's not a lot of time for myself. And I was the person that at the end of the day, I was like, I need a little bit of time for myself, even if it's like 30 minutes to watch a show or read a book or whatever that looks like. So our son would typically go to bed at like 8 o'clock, and then my husband and I would spend the next couple hours together, talking, catching up on our days, just doing life together for a couple hours, and then he would go to bed. And when he would go to bed, I was always like, I'm still awake and I just need me time. I need alone time. And I would stay up and read a book or watch a show, listen to a podcast, watch a vlog. And I would always end up doing this for like 2 or 3 hours. And I would always tell myself I never meant to, but it was just so nice to have stillness and peace and quiet in the house. So I wasn't going to bed like falling asleep until midnight or later every night. And then our son would wake up between 7:30 and 8, and I would literally get up when he got up. And so it would be like a rough morning, trying to get started, me trying to get dressed and ready while he's awake, but he's hungry. So now I'm going to fix him breakfast, and I've got to fix me breakfast, and the dogs are hungry, and everybody needs something from me. And so the whole first half of the morning was kind of spent in like that chaotic fog of needing to get things done around the house, get things done for my son. And then like mid-morning, you know, is like playtime. Like it's time to hang out, it's time to play, spend time together. But I was finding myself like trying to do work during playtime, because when he'd go down for his nap, I would then work out, and I would just work out in our home. I follow street parking. Our gym follows street parking. And so I was like, I'm doing what the affiliate's doing. That way people can see, but I'm getting it done while my son naps. And then by the time I was done, I would maybe have an hour to a half an hour, just dependent on the day, to clean. And that's when I would attempt to clean my house, like quietly. I would like dust and try and get everything done and be as quiet as possible, because he's at this weird age where he like wakes up at the drop of a hat, and it was really difficult. So then that would happen during nap time. He would wake up from his nap. It would take like 30 minutes for him to fully wake up. He's not very good at waking up from naps and being super happy. So that would take up some time. And then the rest of the evening was spent trying to entertain him, continue getting chores done around the house, trying to keep up with administrative work for the affiliate, because I didn't really get anything done while he was napping. And then it was time for dinner. My husband was home, it's time to cook dinner, and then it's time for a bath and time for bed. Then we are back in that cycle of, you know, hang out with my husband for a little bit, then we get in bed, then I stay up and I read and I watch or whatever. Guys, I know that might not sound terrible, but I'm a super task-oriented person. I like getting things done. I don't like feeling chaotic. And I was miserable. And in my head, I was like, this is the only schedule I can have because I'm so tired. But I need me time. I need alone time. I need to get the house clean. I need to get admin work done. Like, just this, like, cycle of, like, there's nothing else I can do. This is all I can do. I'm just so tired. I can't get up earlier, and because I can't go to sleep earlier, and it, just a mess. And I sat back and I thought about it, and I was like, realistically, if you want to get things done in your day, like what's the most important to you? Like what matters to you? So I sat down and I made a list and I talked it out with my husband. Excuse me. And, you know, obviously working out was one of the top priorities for me. For me personally, I love doing a Bible study in the morning, which I had not done in like 6 months, which was really bothering me. So that was really important to me. So I put that on the list. And then cleaning our house, administrative work, and spending time with our son, like good quality time with our son, not trying to do a whole bunch of things at once while I'm hanging out with him. So my husband asked me, he's like, why don't you get up and work out early in the morning? And I was like, well, I can't do that. I can't. Are you crazy? I'm so tired. He was like, well, you go to bed super late. And I was like, man, you know what? He's right. So I kind of reworked my schedule on paper. And I was like, if I get up at 6, since daylight savings time, our son doesn't get up till like 7, 7:30. And I was like, if I get up at 6 and I just brush my teeth, put clothes on, go straight out into our little workout area, which is just our living room, and get my workout done, that'll take 30 to 45 minutes. Just good high intensity in the morning. I know it'll be hard. So it's like 6:45. Then I potentially have 20 minutes to almost an hour to do my Bible study, which for me is super important. And I was like, man, those are two things that I really want to get done that I can get done before Ryder's even awake. And then I was like, he'll wake up and then we can have breakfast together, but I'll be awake and dressed already. And then I was like, I can hang out with him and play with him. But if he's having a good time alone, then maybe I'll clean some of the house. Like I'll dust and do laundry. And listen, our son loves to vacuum. So I used to try and like vacuum while he was napping, but he loves to vacuum. So I was like, well, why don't I just vacuum in the mornings when he's happy and he's awake and he thinks it's fun and he likes to help? I was like, put that on there. And then I was like, when he goes down for a nap, I will do my gym administrative work. we'll sit down on the computer, make phone calls, answer emails, you know, do whatever it is I need to do for the day. And if there's any time left over, that'll be me time. And then after that, he'll wake up from his nap. We'll have some quality time together because most everything is done. And we'll just hang out and love on each other. If I have to go coach at the gym, that's fine. And then we'll cook dinner and go on with the rest of the evening. But I will go to bed when my husband goes to bed, like actually go to sleep instead of staying up late. So here's the deal. I was getting up at 8 and going to bed at like midnight. But now I'm getting up at 6 and going to bed at 10. And I still get everything done that I need to get done, but it's so much better managed. And guys, like, yeah, the first couple mornings, it was hard to get up early and I'm tired. And there are some nights where I don't go to bed on time because things are crazy or something happens with the kid. And I still get up on time. And I just don't think sometimes we realize how much our time is mismanaged. Like, realistically, because I also talk to a ton of people that are like, well, I just can't work out, I'm so busy. I'm like, well, what time do you go to work? They're like, I don't have to be at work till 7:38. And I'm like, well, why don't you get up and work out? Like, we have a 5:30 class, a 6:30 class. Like, everybody's done at the gym by 7 o'clock. You can go home, shower, go to work. And they're like, oh no, I can't do that, it's just so early. Well, here's the reality, you can do it. It might not be super fun to begin with, but you can do it. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be happier because you can do it. The other reality is, how many of you get that screen time notification every week where it's like, you spent 4 hours on your phone every day or whatever? Guys, get off Instagram, get off Facebook, and get in the gym. I mean, really, I want you to think about it. What are you doing on your phone for 4 or 5 however many hours a day, that's so much more important than taking care of your health? I mean, it's just the truth. We all spend so much time scrolling through Instagram and Facebook and worried about what everybody else is doing when we can't take an hour or even just 30 minutes to focus on ourselves, to make ourselves better so that we can be better for our families, you know, our children, our husbands, wives, you know, better at work, better at our jobs. Guys, this is such a simple thing, like learning how to manage your time properly, but I really don't think that people fully understand how to do so. And that doesn't mean that every day has to be packed. It doesn't mean that every day has to be the same. Like, days that I don't work out, like, I sleep in and we stay up late on the weekends because my husband doesn't have work. And there are days that sometimes still just end in chaos because life happens. But the plan for every day is the same. And I do my best to stick to it no matter what. And the things that are a priority, my top 3 to 5 things that I wrote down that are like, these are so important to me. They will make me a better person. They'll make our home better. They'll make work better, our son better. Those are the things that aren't negotiable. And so maybe the schedule has to change, but you need to learn to manage your time around your priorities. And that's where most people have a problem. Because really, is watching a TV show a priority? Is sitting down on Facebook a priority? Is that something you absolutely need in your life, like you can't live without, when you want to lose 20 pounds or when you want to get fit enough to play with your grandkids or when you want to be able to run with your wife or your husband, do something together, build a hobby like that? I'm going to say I don't think so. Like, it's really not. And that's what I learned. Like, I was like, is your alone time that you absolutely think you need worth your misery? Like, going to bed at midnight, 1 o'clock, instead of, okay, maybe I need some alone time, I will limit myself to a half hour show. Or I will read this book for half an hour, and no matter how I feel, I'm going to be like, you had alone time, you got it done, you got it accomplished, and you're going to go to bed because you need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your family and everything that's involved. And so I don't mean to harp or be mean, but I think a lot of us need to do a gut check of how we're managing our priorities and our time. because things don't have to take forever, guys. Like, they don't. And I say this all the time, but, like, workouts don't need to be 2 hours long. They don't even have to be an hour long. If you have the time and it's something you know, you enjoy and you're like, yeah, I want to go to the gym for an hour, great. Great. But if not, find something that fits for you. Like, right now, I understand that I own an affiliate and that I have my gym that I can go to. I have full access to. It's full of equipment. I get that. But for me, right now, waking up and working out is what works best. And I don't have a babysitter. Like, my husband is already at work, so I'm not going to wake my son up at 6 o'clock in the morning to take him to the gym to work out. So I make do. All we have at our house is a kettlebell, one set of dumbbells, and a ghetto pull-up bar that goes on the door. You, like, hang it on the door. But I still do every street parking workout every day, and I'm still fit. And I can still keep up when I do get to go into the gym. And it's just where I am in life. So instead of throwing a pity party, like, oh, I can't go to the gym, or, you know, being upset about the fact that, like, well, I have to take Ryder with me, and then it's this big production, and it's going to take, like, an hour and a half, and I don't have an hour and a half. I literally set aside 45 minutes in the morning to do a high-intensity workout, and it starts my day, and it's done, and I don't have to worry about it. And you guys don't either. And so I want to challenge you to sit down and write out your top 5 priorities. What are they? Is it working out, family time, time with your kids, something to do with your job? Is it, I don't know, maybe it's like me, like a Bible study. I don't know. I don't know what that looks like to you, but write it down and then write down your schedule. What does your schedule look like? What time are you waking up? What time are you going to bed? How many hours of sleep every night are you getting? And is that your own fault that you're not getting enough sleep because you're not managing your time well, like me? Like, I was going to bed at midnight and saying, well, I can't get up early to work out because I'm so tired. And that was my own fault. That was 100% on me. And it was something I thought I needed, but I didn't. I just needed to rearrange it. I do still need alone time, and I think that's important, and I think all the parents out there will agree. But I didn't need, like, 2 to 3 hours of it after everybody's already asleep. I'm not saying that doesn't still happen every once in a while, but the reality is I need the sleep so that I can wake up and be what my family needs, so that I can pour into myself and take care of my own body and be better for them and my work and everything that revolves around all of that. So I just want to encourage you. I mean, seriously, it would maybe take you like an hour if you're not happy to figure out why and how your time is managed. Like, do you feel busy? Do you feel rushed? Do you feel chaotic? Are there things that you're just not getting done? And if so, why? Why? Where are you spending your time? How are you spending your time? And who are you spending your time with? Right? Like, am I staying late at work and hanging out because it's fun to hang out, but I'm upset because I feel fat? Well, don't stay late at work. Go to the gym. If you were spending an extra hour hanging out with your friends at work, but you're miserable with yourself, do something about it. Stop making excuses. Like, decide to change and do something about it. And that's really, guys, that's the only way to make change, is to just, like, cut it out. Is to look at yourself and be like, okay, you need to cut it out. You're totally capable of reaching your goals and doing what you want to do. Stop making excuses and cut it out. And maybe some days that looks like a 10-minute walk or a 10-minute run. Maybe you don't even have 30 minutes. The other night, my day was so crazy, and this was, man, our son was sick, and our dogs were having problems, and work was crazy, and it was just nuts, and I didn't get to work out, and I was super upset about it, but I was like, I'm gonna do a baby workout before I get in the shower, and I did 2 rounds of 25 push-ups and 25 air squats, so it just came out to 50 and 50. But I went as fast as I could, as hard as I could, and I broke a little sweat, and then I hopped in the shower, got out of the shower, got in bed, went to bed, and that was that. And I felt accomplished. So was it perfect? No. Was it the workout I wanted to do? No. But I still did it. So I managed my time. I was like, you know what? An extra 5 minutes before your shower, it's okay. I'm not just going to not do something because things didn't happen today. I'm going to manage the time that I have, and I'm going to make the most of it. So I encourage you to just figure out your time management, figure out where it's mismanaged, figure out your priorities, and take control, because you can take control. So that's all I have for you guys today. And I hope it's not just random, boring listening to my schedule, but I hope some of you can relate and be like, yeah, that's how I feel, or my schedule feels crazy, or I don't know how to do it. Sit down, write it out, and stick to it. Find someone to help keep you accountable. And when the crazy days happen, rearrange your time and do what you need to do to keep your priorities with the time that you have. So thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, as always, you can actually comment through Anchor and I can answer them. Or you can send an email to connect@crossfit9110.com. And thank you so much for listening again, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.